Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you have joined the number one industry-related podcast in the universe. That is my story. And it is dedicated to you. 100% of this platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. Thank you very much for what you do. You're bold. You're brave. You dare greatly. You're changing the world. You're changing lives. We need you more than ever. And this platform itself celebrates you each and every day. Now, we're going to be shifting a little gears in this particular podcast because we have a great program. And it's in collaboration with Hitachi Vantara, and it is called Heroes of Manufacturing. Let's get going. Yeah, I'm excited about this particular movement, project with Hitachi Vantara and so many other incredible manufacturers, because what we're going to be doing is highlighting, celebrating, and bringing out the fact that manufacturers throughout this whole pandemic, virus, change in the economy, we're still manufacturing, still producing. And if you've been a listener for some time now, you know I've been harping on a couple of points. One, collaboration. In these interviews that we're going to have coming up, we talk a lot about collaboration and the necessity for manufacturers to collaborate. We also talk about innovation and how these manufacturing companies have innovated, not just from technology, but also from the human side. Because really, manufacturing is people. It's one thing to say, hey, we got this line and it's all technical and stuff. But it's always the people. And then the third component of this particular point is the education side of everything. The education component associated with what do you got to do? How are you going to learn? And then finally, there's a speed. There's a sense of urgency that manufacturers and people of industry bring to the table. And that is what we're going to continue to talk about, because you'll see this flavor going through Heroes of Manufacturing from beginning to end. And we really start highlighting all of those components of collaboration, of innovation, of education, because it's all new to us, and a sense of speed. Many of these companies had to shift their manufacturing process on a dime, because one day everything was fine, the next day the economy shut down and everybody globally was impacted. So on this particular interview for Heroes of Manufacturing, we're going to be talking to a gentleman. He's the first one out of the gate, and he was just very nice to say yes, big time. His name is Michael Regelski. That's R-E-G-E-L-S-K-I. He is the Senior Vice President, Chief Technology Officer, the electrical sector at Eaton. You might have heard that company. It's sort of a semi-large. It's a huge company. And you know what? What's so fascinating about this whole Heroes of Manufacturing movement is how these very large, impactful companies have modified and not only contribute internally and helped people, but the people helping the company, and then the company helping the communities, and then the communities helping. It's all positive. It's all very optimistic. And for me personally, I am eternally grateful for the professionals of these manufacturing companies each and every day. So what we've got on the docket today is a gentleman, once again, Michael Regelski. And I'm telling you, man, he is passionate about manufacturing, and it is a absolutely wonderful conversation. And not only is it wonderful, we go to the same barber. We're both sort of follically challenged. So he's a handsome guy, just like I'm handsome. So anyway, you got to enjoy this. Listen to him, and they have just great stories about how people stepped up to the plate, continue to manufacture, continue to innovate, continue to just help people during this very challenging time and onward. So enjoy this conversation with Michael Rogalski. He is the Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at Eaton. Michael, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. And you know what we're going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about heroes in manufacturing. And that's why you are so gracious to get on the Industrial Talk Podcast. And we're going to talk about heroes in manufacturing. For the listeners out there, Michael, give us a little 411 on who you are. What do you do? You know, just lay that foundation of why you're such an incredible professional.
All right. Hey, thanks for that. I don't know if I'm an incredible professional, but we'll give it a go here.
You got a great head of hair. You definitely got a great head of hair.
I'm the Chief Technology Officer for Eaton's electrical sector. And if you don't know Eaton Corporation, we specialize, we're known as a power management company. So everything that has to deal with mechanical fluid and electrical power, that's the technologies and the type of company that we're with. So what does that mean? So in my business, we deal with electrical power. And if you ever went to go and place you walk into your building, all the lights that are on, we provide all the electrical infrastructure that makes the lights, the air conditioning, everything just kind of work. Without electricity, it's going to be kind of a dull world out there. So all that infrastructure we just kind of take for granted, that's what we do, Scott.
Hear that silent success story in the background is like, because I'll know if my lights don't go on, I'm blaming you. I'm not sure if that's
our brand promise is pretty good. It's like our brand promise is we make what matters work. So
I like that, man. That's really good. Kudos to the branding folks over there because that's good. So this is going to be a sort of a unique industrial talk. Normally we talk a lot about what's happening. We're going to have that conversation later on in another podcast. But what we really want to do in this particular podcast is really talk about the current market within the COVID, really celebrate the heroes of manufacturing. And you have been gracious enough, and Eaton's been gracious enough to come on board and say, hey, I've got a great story to tell. So in light of that particular situation, who do you want to thank in this? Because I'm going to back up a little bit. We've thanked our medical people, you know, rightly so. But in the background, just like Eaton, you know, things were still being manufactured. Things were still being achieved. So tell us a little bit about who do you want to thank?
I'll tell you, you know what, I got to start off and really thank all of the incredible employees that we have at Eaton, especially on the front lines in our manufacturing centers. I mean, we're a company of over 100,000 people, and more than two-thirds of those work inside of factories, really providing a lot of the critical infrastructure that's needed to make this country and the world run. And let's just think about it this way. You know, everybody's trying to look at what are essential businesses. And you just ask the questions, okay, we all focus on hospitals, caregivers. How does electricity get provided to those facilities? We make the products that actually keep the lights on and keep people safe during this COVID crisis.
I like that. And you're absolutely spot on. And it's, once again, it's one of those things where I know I'm not in an operating room or anything, but I know when I flip that switch and you've got quality power, you've got quality lighting, you got all of the quality that is necessary, nothing fluctuating quality, you know, that's that silent component and your people, the talent that you have in your organization stepping up. What was the, one of the biggest, I mean, sort of a challenge or changes you had to make as an organization during this, you know, well, we're still, it's a long tail situation. So what are some of the challenges that are taking place for you as a company and people?
You know what, I want to bring it out in kind of a story on how we helped adapt and utilize a lot of our capabilities and technology to help the frontline workers and stuff. So we all recognize that there were stories around there around shortages of PPE and healthcare providers, et cetera. We're looking for, critical supplies to keep the frontline workers safe. And we stepped up and we looked at how could we leverage a lot of our technology and capabilities? And we said, you know what? We're going to use our additive manufacturing capabilities to go out and design PPE that helps meet the healthcare workers' needs. And we were able to do that, collaborate with healthcare, with frontline workers, make adaptations to design, and then be able to produce prototypes inside of, you know, 24 hours, 48 hours, get feedback, make the adaptations, and then to go and scale. We really went and said, you know what, you're not going to be able to reach the masses with additive. So let's go and just use our traditional manufacturing to go and start producing PPE to help the frontline workers. And that produced a tremendous amount of partnerships, a tremendous amount of focus. And inside of 2 weeks, Scott, we were now helping the whole state of Ohio.
See, how does why? What was in your heart to say, okay, let's do it, let's collaborate, let's get with other companies and see the need and execute upon that and be able to deliver what is necessary at that time in 2 weeks? That is amazing. What was in your heart to say, yeah, let's do that?
You know what? Two things. One, you have to have the power of focus. And you have to have the passion that's really needed. And that's where all the incredible employees inside of Eaton, you know, really came forward and said, what can we do to help give back to the community? Because we realize that unless the people that are on the front lines are keeping people safe, you know, it's going to be very difficult to bring manufacturing and the rest of society back into the fold, get people working again. So we had to really focus there. And then we started saying, you know, if we're really concentrating on the frontline workers, the healthcare workers, we're going to need this same type of capability to keep our employees safe while we're producing the products that are needed to keep the lights on.
Spot on. You're absolutely right. And that's one of those things that's weird about the whole COVID pandemic market that we're living in right now. It's not, you see the need, you take action, you move forward, you provide the solution, but in the background, just like manufacturing, you just do it, but then you also have to protect your talent, right? You just can't just sort of, you know, think outwardly. You've got to also make modifications within your organization to protect your talent too, as well, and keep them motivated, keep them focused, and they're dealing with challenges. And I mean, that's a real special, story to be able to communicate with many out there about that component. Now, before we really sort of wrap it up, is there anybody that you could see out there, company, person, whatever it might be, that is your hero of manufacturing? Make a recommendation, because I'll just run them down like they should.
Hey, you know what? I want to call out really three people, if you will. There's a ton of other people. I'm going to forget a lot of people. And stuff, because you can't just do this with one person or even a group. But I'll tell you, you know, when we started thinking about, I mean, everybody has day jobs. And, you know, I will say one of the foundations of Eaton as a corporation is we really believe in giving back to the community. And from the senior leadership on down, we're encouraged to get involved with the community, giving back, become part of charitable foundations, et cetera, and stuff. So that is a corporate philosophy. But, you know, there were three people in particular when we started thinking about, you know, manufacturing PPE and start bringing it to light. Srinivas Garamella, he leads our Additive Manufacturing Center of Excellence.
Srinivas, shout out.
Shiva Medipur. She's one of our customer front-end managers, and she helped get our parts into our system so they can be ordered and delivered. And then Keith Homan, he's our director of strategic pricing, and he really helped work out the whole supply chain issues and stuff when we started trying to get the raw materials in. I mean, everybody has day jobs, but everybody kind of bound it together and said, let's make this really happen.
Well, kudos to them. And you brought up some really interesting, what role that they played within this Heroes of Manufacturing movement, that even down to pricing. You can't just source and bring it. I mean, there's a lot that has to go into being able to make that happen. But you, Eaton, and your team turned that around quickly and seamlessly. And you know what else? You weren't concerned about making a mistake. You just knew that there was a need. I'm going to move forward. I will adjust and adapt and continue to move forward because there was a need. I like that. Good job. How about that? I wrapped that up pretty good, huh? You, I'm telling you right, Michael. I mean, thank you very much. Thank you to Eaton. Thank you to your team. Thank you to everybody that was involved with your organization to really provide a solution, help deal with sort of the pain that is sort of people are dealing with, not just regionally, not just, but around the world. And I just, from my heart, from Hitachi Vantara's heart, thank you very much for what you do. And thank you for being a hero of manufacturing.
Okay, Scott, thank you very much, man. A pleasure to be on, and I look forward to catching up again.
Oh, absolutely, because now that we know each other, I'm going to constantly hound you. You're welcome. And you listeners out there, we're going to wrap it up on the other side because we need to make sure that we know how to get a hold of Eaton. We need to make sure how we get a hold of Michael. We need to make sure that we call out those individuals that Michael made sure that he highlighted and then summarize it on the other side. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Hey, again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. That is Michael Regelski. That's R-E-G-E-L-S-K-I. He's with Eaton. You might have heard that company before. But you know what was so spectacular is how we're all coming together. You know, we had the challenge of the COVID and with all of the pain that is associated with it. But people like Michael, companies like Eaton, companies like Hitachi Vantara, they see the necessity to bring people together, to begin to collaborate, to begin to really find out solutions on how to be able to go forward, how to get back up and running. And these are top-notch, caring individuals and companies. Great companies, great people, absolutely spot on. And I want to make sure that Eaton understands that we thank them each and every day. But not just Eaton, the people of Eaton, the team of Eaton, the individuals that were just silent, that provided the solutions and the goods so that we here around the world are living better life. That is what manufacturing is all about. Yeah, it's technology. Yeah, it's equipment and all that good stuff. But at its heart are people. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I would like for you to please support the heroes of manufacturing. Just go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com, find out more. Thank you. Have a great week.